Tom Ceratori now joining us. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy. Big win. Big win by the boys.
Boy, did they have some pushback there in that third period.
Oh, damn right they did. And I just was proud of the guys. We challenged them. We challenged them hard this morning. And it's nice when they get challenged and they respond like that. I mean, this was not easy. This was not an easy week, and this was not an easy game. And, again, I don't think there's many people who are going to come in here and get two games. It's a hard place to play, and it was a big win.
Aaron Miller, like a lot of guys, when you score early, you seem to have a pretty good night, and the puck seems to be on your stick an awful lot. But big time first goal, and really that second one just took the air right out of them, didn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, then they respond and get a goal, so now it's 2-1. And honestly, Schultzy, it was dicey. You were up there. I mean, you were chewing your fingernails too. And
Miller's goal made it 3-1.
What's that?
Miller's goal made it
3-1. I thought you meant after this first one. I'm sorry. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, getting the third goal was, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you right there, Schultzy. For sure. You're right on.
I thought that whole line played really well tonight.
I agree with you. No, I agree with you. They played with a lot of jam. And again, they were challenged today. You know, the whole forward group I challenged, and I went after them pretty good. I thought those guys responded.
I don't know that I've ever seen a team take three consecutive penalties to start a period. What a big-time penalty kill. I mean, that game completely swings the other direction there if they get one.
No, big time. And, a two-minute 5-on-3, getting it done. And, that's kind of one of those, it happened so long. It happened like 4 days ago, it seems like. And but you forget about that. But that was probably it was an integral part of the game.
Knowing the road trip that you've got coming up in 2 weeks, certainly this was, like you said in our pregame show, this was must-win situation. So
I felt so. I mean, it all depends. You want home ice, it was, I think. And you hate to sit there and put that much impact on early season games, but
Standings dictate it.
No question.
See you on the bus, Coach. Right. Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunning Communications post-game show tonight.